Greetings, random citizens. It's another Thursday evening. Huzzah. Apologies for the lack of broadcast over the last couple of weeks. Because of reasons, it's been difficult. But I'm back and I'm bad. So hooray. I got Susie a new mop with a sharpened sort of handle, which we're using for morale issues with the new boffins. They keep moaning about like not going home, or like not knowing where they are, or not being able to feel their legs, that kind of thing. So the sharpened sort of handle is helping them readjust to their well, adjust to the new situation. Without further ado, DJ Deck is waving a three of clubs at me, so that's going to be significantly different to the last track. Oh, what did we just listen to? That was, hold on, Baby We're Ascending by Hai, H-A-A-I, and John Hopkins. Marvellous track. Anyway, the ado, it furthers even more. I need to shut up. Next track, and then we will figure out what we're actually going to be talking about, what the boffins will be solving for us this week. Huzzah! Back in a minute. Was Waffle by Seven Dust. Not sure how waffly that track was. If I was writing a song about waffles, I'd probably go a slightly different direction musically, but they're the experts. They've released a track and it's probably selling very well, or did, I don't know. Right, so the boffins are awake and freshly motivated, though Sue, we may need some bandages. The floor's getting messy. And So, yeah, it's time for the Wheel of Calamity, so we can figure out this week's subject matter for the boffins to solve for us. Good boffins, yay. Thank you, boffins, in advance for your contribution to societal good or something. Anyway, let me spin the wheel and then we'll take it from there. I'm going to admit to being a bit lazy here. So in order to focus on more important things, I'm using AI, so artificial intelligence, which could best be described as mansplaining as a service. So I'm using AI to come up with categories for the Wheel of Calamity, just to make things fair. Or if things previously were not fair, but they're definitely more fair now. I attest to this, so hear my words. That's what I say anyway. So it is. So this week's sort of issue for the boffins to wrestle with is local authority financial deficits, and AI came up with some words as well. Councils face growing financial pressures with significant deficits expected in the coming years. So we're going to give, who's our first boffin? Hugo. Hello, Hugo. We're going to give him a crayon. Only one crayon now. There were the thing with the coal didn't go very well. Apparently it plays havoc with the digestion or something. So one crayon for each show. And they just have to share. So yeah, Hugo has been given a mod to put his musings upon, and he's going to wax lyrical and try and solve local authority financial deficits. And we're going to have another track before that, which DJ Dex says is going to be an ace of spades. Oh man, there's an obvious song to play there. And I can't resist. Anyway, see you in a minute.
Yeah.
And that was, of course, and it goes without saying, I thought I'd try that. It goes without saying, it sounds like such a cool thing to say, like a mic drop, but then you just stand there, not saying anything. Bit underwhelming. So, it goes with saying that that was the mighty, mighty Motorhead with the Ace of Spades. And I remember seeing them perform on, was it the first episode of The Young Ones? It was rather marvellous anyway. Right, Hugo has had some time and the crayon and has put his thoughts to paper. What a guy. Thank you, Boffin Hugo. Let's see how you did. So, Hugo says that, local authority financial deficit, yeah, can be solved, drumroll please, by efficient project management. He used swear words, but that's kind of the paraphrasing the solution. He says that as far as he knows, which is not very much, each project that the local authority embarks upon should or does or would have a project manager. Pausing that for a sec, just as a brief aside, I just want to explain, I do spend a lot of my time dithering and going etc. It's because I'm trying to think and talk at the same time, and it's multitasking, I suppose, and I can barely monotask on the good days, so you're just going to have to put up with me. Anyway, efficient project management. Hugo says that each project manager should be issued with a fierce, fierce dog, which is on a very long rope, and then they can use this fierce, fierce dog as a project management technique, modern project management technique, to encourage the project team to greater efforts of efficiency and delivery and any other buzzwords that the local authority want to come up with. And for particularly stubborn projects that are not delivering on time or on budget, Hugo suggests that the dog in question, Fierce Fierce Dog, be infected with rabies, which I'm not sure is... I think that might be frowned upon by the same local authority with sort of wheeling out the Fierce Fierce Dog program. So having rabid dogs howling and pouncing in the local authority offices. How about the project manager just threatens late delivery, or teams that are sort of looking like they're going to deliver late, with the possibility of rabies being introduced to the Fierce Fierce Dog as like a deterrent? But it's kind of a 100% placebo. Not that the local authority workers and private contractors and experts, their own boffins, so to speak, would know that. It would be a secret thing only known to the local authority project managers. So that's Hugo's suggestion, and I think that was quite good. I might invent a scoring system, actually. In fact, I'll do it now. Score of 1 to 10, he gets an 8, so he gets his freedom and maybe a food item from the table of food items we put outside the cells to encourage the boffins to focus on the task. And thinking about it, maybe we could get a Fierce Fierce Dog to help encourage the boffins and then use that as a proof of concept. More project management buzzwords, which we can write that up in terms of how well that went and suggest the approach, this modern project management technique, we can sort of provide some empirical data, some data points, which they could, the local authority could then use. ramble. So yeah, bye Hugo, well done. Ooh, he's limping a bit. Put the crayon down, and you can only have one food item. Susie, just stand over him and glower. Yeah. DJ Dex says it's a two of spades. So we need something very, very different from the Ace of Spades song. So let's go with that. Back in a minute.
Just clap your hands, everybody, just stomp your feet, everybody, just snap your fingers, everybody, and come and jump with me.
It's like old times, they hear me coming through your speakers. You see me mashing up your airways. I know you can't get enough of my sound. It's like old times, they hear me coming through your speakers. You see me blocking up your airways. I know you can't get enough of my sound. There's nothing to hurt, so stop the fight, I'm gonna get it. Daughters running from me, baby, you're gonna regret it. I can understand why you can't free yourself and let go, 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 go. Got you in my palm, no, listen good, you can't escape it. Bring up to my world and hold you, see if you can take it. Don't you be afraid, I know you're strong enough to make it. Go, go, go. It's like gold dust, they hear me coming through your speakers. You see me mashing up your airways. I know you can't get enough of my sound. It's like gold dust, they hear me coming through your speakers. You see me blocking up your airways. I know you can't get enough of my sound. Everything your life's been searching for is in this direction. Come a little closer, don't you fear the intersection. We gon' take you down and then we gonna keep you sweating. Go, 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 go. Take you to a realm you never knew this non-existent. You won't hear it coming no matter how hard you listen. Can't predict the how everywhere we play opposition. Go, go, go.
That was Gold Dust by DJ Fresh, and yes, significantly different to the previous track. Next up is Coonibert, further peaks behind the curtain. We've been getting quite inconsistent results from the boffins. I mean, the act of having to think about a subject and then think about ways to solve it and write them down, I think it's too many steps. So we've simplified it a bit, again, using the power of AI. And if you heard quacking noises, that's quack, quack. It's because whenever someone messages me, on my mobile device, my mobile homunculus, it goes quack, which just amuses me. Anyway, peeking behind the curtain, so each boffin will now be given a subject and a small justification, diatribe, whatever, as an aid to their thought process. So Kunibert was given increased local taxes, and again, not misogyny as a service, but as might as well be, mansplaining as a service, said, while unpopular, adjustments in local tax rates can provide necessary funding, coupled with transparent communications. Communication, singular, residents may be more supportive. Kunibert was given that, and while Goldust was playing, they frantically scrabbled using the one crayon. In a second I'll reveal Kunibert's thoughts on the subject. I'm just going to give you another peek behind the curtain. Wow, this is like a guided tour of how not to do a radio show. Okay, I know you're dying to hear what Kunibert wants to say, but you're going to have to wait while I ramble about something else a bit more. And in my defense, if one were needed, right, you're not paying anything to listen to this radio show, so if you want, you're welcome to request a full refund at any point. And also, I am not at all ashamed. No, I feel I'm not being bad by using AI because it's kind of free for a given value of free. I mean, anything these days with tech, if the product is free, then you're the product. So yes, they're farming and harvesting my data with abandon. And the only other cost I can think of is a load of Americans being inconvenienced as they get less water, as even more of it's directed or diverted to a massive data center. In order to process my banal request. And another thing, I'm currently feeling a lot more comfortable about this show. Initially, I was like, I'm a bit stressed, I don't know what I'm doing, and no, maybe no one will like it. Does anyone actually listen to this? I don't know. I'm like a voice in the wind, or maybe I've got tens of listeners. It's really hard to say. But now that I've got my head around the structure and the format, I can much more happily ramble and chuck tracks in while I think of something new to share with the boffins. Right, enough ado. The ado has just furthened and furthened. Right, back to Kunibert. He suggests that we increase taxes, but only for the people who live in the posh areas. They are obviously more capable of paying additional taxes on the sole grounds that they live in posh areas. And he also goes on to say, yep, that people in the poorer areas should pay a bit less tax. Yeah, so tax inequality addressed. That was another quack. I don't know if you can pick that up. This mic might be very, very... thing. Oh, there's a thing. Actually, pausing there. Many apologies. Getting far too distracted there. Homunculus, very exciting. Gamifying my attention. Regardless, DJ Deck is saying Seven of Hearts now, which means something very, very, very similar to what we just heard. Let's see what we can... It's like a bucket of fish, but for music. So I'm going to have a rummage around with my ladle and dish something up. Half asleep, standing in my own way. Send me, keep the bucket, but it felt great. What a dream, smile when my soul breaks. 19, but I still miss the old days. I'll be alright, just kidding. Keep up, we're all indifferent. And I'm no different, standing.
should give up. I ran myself down enough for the both of us. You don't gotta tell me I'm trash. Better on me, fuck you. I'll clean it myself. I don't really need your help. I don't really need your help. I'll do it myself. You don't gotta tell me I'm cringe and egocentric, bitch. I'll clean it myself. I don't really need your help to put me through hell. I'll do it myself. So bright, I might go blind. Stop me dead in my tracks like a road sign. Got up in my head again, I'm dead again. Take my revenge, all red again. Princess vibes, but I gotta play the bad guy. I can still see the power with my eyes tied. Listen, I built this prison I live in. These intrusive thoughts keep winning. They tell me you'll never be who you want. I think that you should give up. I ran myself down enough.
So that was Sophie Powers with her song Better on Mute, and I thought it was okay, so I don't think it was better on mute. It's better not on mute. Right, forgot to mention, Kinnibert gets 6.5 over 10. Anything over 4 is currently enough to secure a boffin's freedom for a given value of freedom. 6.5 equates to Kinnibert's freedom plus a bonus sticky bun. Yay! I should mention that the buns didn't start out sticky. It's just quite damp down there in the catacombs of Summerfield Glimpses, where we currently hope to carry on broadcasting for many, many days. Next up is Guna. See, we're an equal opportunities kidnapper. Yeah. So here's starter for 10 is shared services. Again, this is all AI. It's great. I don't even need to think of content for half of this show. Collaborating with nearby local authorities can help share administrative costs and improve the quality of services offered. Right, that sounds like a lot of fun. Let's see what Guna makes of that. Okay, DJ Deck. Okay. It's the Ace of Spades again. What are the odds? Well, actually, I've got a friend who would happily supply the actual odds for that one. I don't make the rules, he says, though I kind of do. Anyway, here we go. You're going to love this one.
Seven on a split. The ace of spades. The ace of spades. You know I'm going to lose. And gambling's for fools. But that's the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever.
That was Motorhead with, yet again, the Ace of Spades. DJ Deck is broken, so we're going to take him to the kitchen and give him a bit of a scrub, a scrape with the scrubby brush. So for the rest of this show, we're going for song choices based on my latest obsession, Earworm, which is the Tron Ares soundtrack by Nine Inch Nails. It's a masterclass in how to make music that I love. The whole thing, Nine Inch Nails are kind of drawing from the same wellspring that artists like Halsey, if that's how you pronounce her, and Health kind of draw from, and it's like this wonderful melancholy which just, I don't know, presses my buttons in a good way, makes shiny lights of emotional bliss. Our next boffin is, hold on, where is it? It's Guna, yes, sorry. They're all a bit of a blur to me, all these boffins after a while, they just merge into one. Guna is proving to be quite difficult, as he won't give us the crayon and his card. So Susie's going to lay into him with the brush, or was it a mop? Oh, we've got one of each, with the sharp end for encouragement and motivational purposes. So I'm just going to give Susie a hand and I'll be back in a second, though you probably won't notice that because I'll just splice in the next recording thing as if like by magic. Hold on there. Back in a minute. And as if by magic, I'm back. Right, we had a little chat and Guna's very sorry and we've got his response. So, yeah, about collaborating with nearby local authorities. Guna suggests that the local authority employees and or contractors or whoever, they all get armed with bats and stakes, with spikes, definitely anything sort of cudgel-like, but definitely with spikes of some kind. And they then roam about, is the exact phrase he's crayoned, to the other authorities and encourage, air quotes, them to share resources and support for free or cheap, which, okay, that's an approach. Yeah, I can see that happening. There may be police involvement. It might get into the news, but I mean, this adage is timeless, and it's this. There's no such thing as bad publicity. There, I said it. So that's that. Well done, Guna. You get a -1 for being so uppity. Oh, that's probably not a good phrase to use. So uncooperative, that's a bit better. Less connotations. So -1. So you start with... your maximum is 9 now. Shame on you. Boo. And you've been used as an example to the few remaining other boffins, hoping for their release. So let's have a think. I think he gets in total a 5.5. It would have been 6.5 again, much like Kinnibert, but again, you hold on to the crayon, you get the horn or something. I think I should have given that a bit more thought. Okay, on to the next track. And then I think we've got time for maybe one or two boffins before our obligatory AI poetry section. Again, beloved by all, much like Mr. Pink. So, yeah, I'm going to bombard you with Tron Ares tracks until I stop. There we go.
Thank you.
It's the time you've been waiting for. You've been sitting there for minutes and minutes thinking, when, oh, when will the AI poetry section start? Please, please make it happen. Don't leave us hanging. So here we go. 4 AI-generated poems about local authority financial deficits, a subject close to all of our hearts. So the first one is The Weight of Empty Pockets. In council halls where shadows creep, through budgets thin, the worries seep. Numbers dance on paper's face, yet hope is scarce in this tight space. Taxpayers sigh, their pockets bare. Dreams of parks and roads lay rare. Amidst the charts and figures stark, we search the way for ways to leave a mark. So let us band and find a way. And that's with sharpened stakes and sort of spiky bats. To turn the night into bright day, for each deficit can teach, oh great, it's a learning moment, the gift of teamwork within reach. So yeah, there was money yesterday and there'll be money tomorrow, but never today. Work as a team and become more efficient. Work smarter, work smarter and harder. There's no money. Okay, next poem. Balancing acts. On scales where budgets teeter high, every penny a heartfelt sigh. Essential services hum and strain as financial storms bring restless pain. The art of forging bonds anew with neighbours close and dreams in view. Shared resources, united force to steady the ship, to chart a course. That's good and bombastic. A shout for grant, a plea for aid. In unity our fears can fade. Together we'll root out the doubt and find the pathways that will, well, route, R-O-U-T-E. That probably works better in American. But yeah, and find the pathways that will root, yes, in the Queen's proper English, or as it is now, the King's proper English. Okay, next one. The Council's parentheses beating a heart. It just says the council's heart, but I put that in for dramatic effect, and the effect wasn't very dramatic. In chambers echoing of hopes where visions thrive and struggle copes. The council's heart beats loud and clear, but funds run low and doubts draw near. Yet in the brink creativity glows. Oh, same message. No money, just find other ways. Local treasures, most of which have been sold off because the government tend to say, hey, you're doing fine, but we'll change the rules, so you're all poor. So sell off all of your properties and holdings that you had for when things got tough. Anyway, I digress. Local treasures and talent flows. Those you're able to retain with lower than market rate. Sorry. With art and care and mindful grace, we'll nurture our community space. Woo! Deficits are lessons learned. Yeah, turn that frown upside down. Through strife and toil, the passion burned. Burned out, I would say. In every burden, a seed will sprout. Phoenix-like. Yeah, it's like scorched earth, and then look, all this ash is so nutritious for the soil. For brighter days, we carry out, it finishes. And sorry, I'm ruining the flow of this art, AI art. Right, last one. Okay, a future built anew. Oh, you're going to have to wait because my phone is distracting me further. Hold on. Right, so Billy rang. Billy's a good friend of mine. He's on the line and he's already signed the consent form saying that he doesn't mind his voice being recorded and he won't. So, Billy, how would you solve local authority financial deficits? This is great. You're like a guest boffin. You get to retain your freedom. So, go.
Well, that's a very good question, Phil, and thank you for having me.
That's all right.
That's a very good question.
Okay, I know. I asked it, so get to the answer.
I actually think a big problem is people piping up and saying, oh, this is easy. I think particularly reform politicians saying, yeah, all you need is to get some British people with some common sense in and everything will be fine.
Right, and bish, bash, bosh. Okay, so
however,
that's how we solve it, or are you just sort of preambling?
What I would say is, you actually, in my opinion,
yeah,
you need to, ironically, employ a couple of really talented people on decent money.
That sounds expensive. There's no money. We have to make do with what we've got.
Who are authorised to go in and find waste and are very heavily incentivised in their pay packet to save money. Because having myself been both a school governor and a councillor, I know for a fact that huge amounts of money is wasted.
And gasp.
It's very cleverly covered by, if someone is sort of wasting time and spends a morning in a meeting with others just chatting.
Yeah.
Not with any goals, just chatting.
Boo.
It's always justified by saying, well, it's in the budget.
Oh, right.
If the budget covers four people to sit around talking about stuff that isn't going to happen,
yeah,
maybe the budget is too big.
Wow. This is revelatory. I'm going to have to stop you there because we've only got so much time and I need to play more tracks from the Tron Ares soundtrack. So thank you, Billy. I don't even need to give you a score and let you go free. You are free. This is great. We may do this some more. I don't know. I don't make the rules, except I kind of do. Right, on to a track. Again, DJ Deck is broken. There's Billy destroying things in the background. So another Tron Ares track. Yay! Sitting there thinking, yeah, I got away with not having to listen to that fourth AI poem, and well, here it is. Nobody's that lucky. So, a future built anew through corridors of whispered dreams. The future flickers in fading beams. We count our costs and fear the tide, but in each challenge, we find our stride. Yay! No money, but striding along. Tax and spend, a dance of chance. Yet together we can advance, harnessing spirits. Now that's a new one. We actually get the dead to do some of the work on local authority financing. Lifting the weight. Yeah, so Lifting Bros, the Iron Church, they can help too. We're all in this together to avoid despair and celebrate fate. With plans aligned, our visions clear. Oh, that'll be on a whiteboard or in a PowerPoint deck somewhere. That clear vision. We build a path for all to cheer. I have not yet seen all cheering about any one damn thing, so that's very aspirational. For in each deficit, a chance to rise, a brighter tomorrow before our eyes. And that is enough of VAA poetry for this week. So, with time running short, because I've only got an hour, otherwise Mr. Pink, beloved by all, will glare at me and fold his arms and tap his foot, as Terry Pratchett once put it. One last Tron Aries track, and then I release you to have the rest of your week. So, see you next week, maybe? Who knows? Hopefully I'll have got a show done in time, and maybe my one or two listeners out there will, I don't know, whatever you do to listen, you'll click a thing, you'll click a different thing. I don't know how you engage with this thing. Anyway, see you in an entirely audio sense next week.